KSL at Night.
And you're back with us on KSL at Night alongside Leah Murray. I'm your host, Greg Skordis. And Leah, every once in a while, an event happens and you think there's going to be a TV movie made out of this someday. And what I'm talking about is, and I hadn't even heard about this until we started prepping the show tonight, but apparently the biggest money heist in Los Angeles history recently happened. It was Easter Sunday, a cash heist that they've decided was probably the biggest in Los Angeles history. Thieves covertly got in through the roof of a building that holds money for an armored truck company. Without setting off any alarms, they got into the vault and left with tens of millions of dollars.
Do you think it was Brad Pitt and George Clooney?
Yeah, I think it was like this Ocean's, what is it?
Ocean's 12 11,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't even discovered until Monday morning. There are currently no suspects, and the sophistication of the operation indicates that the crew had some sort of... that a crew was somehow responsible. It wasn't just a limited group. So the FBI is obviously on the case. We're talking tens of millions of dollars. We don't know a lot about it. But our guest, Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent in Los Angeles, does. Alex, thanks for joining us this evening.
Hey there, guys. Yeah, the FBI, the LAPD, they're trying to answer who did this. How did they do it? We know that they went through the roof, and then they were able. This, it's a nondescript building in the Sylmar area of L.A., you drive by it, it just looks like any office building. Somebody had to know what was in the building, how to get in the building, bypass high-tech security. They went through the roof and then got their way into the vault, and then they got into the vault and they had access to the money, but they never set off any of the alarms, and nobody had any idea. And then they were able just to take their way out of there with $30 million in cash. You can imagine how much that weighed, hundreds of pounds, and they are gone, and they're in the wind, and the FBI says it's investigating. Our sources are telling us they have no suspects right now. They don't know who did this. Whoever did do it, highly sophisticated. Wouldn't be surprised if there was some inside info that helped them do this to be able to get around all the security. But they clearly knew what was in there, and a lot of work went into it.
So, Alex, I feel like if it were in Vegas, like the Ocean's 11 movies, right? Like, it makes sense to me because a casino would have so much money on hand. What building holds this kind of money that's just sitting there? Does that make sense? And, like, you know, just, I don't know. I'm feeling like if
yeah,
I were
so
going...
it's an
yeah,
armored
go ahead.
Car company, Garda World. You've probably seen their armored cars driving around. And so they handle cash for businesses. And they, as part of that, they've got vault services where, you know, they tell a business, we'll take your cash off-site, let's say a restaurant, so that they don't have a lot of cash on-site, and they'll go and put it in their vault and store it there. And then, you know, whatever is going to go on, deposit it, count it, they handle all of that. So it's kind of where all of the armored cars go and drop off what they're picking up. If they're not bringing it to a bank, they bring it there for, you know, safekeeping. Typically, not right now, but safekeeping, and keep it in the vault until the next step. So they had a lot of money in there. But again, you would not have known that unless you knew what was in the building, because totally nondescript, and you wouldn't know that there was a vault with $30 million in there.
Right, yeah, that's totally... So what I like what you're just saying, it's not like it's people's money, right? So it's not a bank. It's not that, you know, someone won't be able to write a check off their personal account. It basically is a holding place, right? Man, so Alex, I know you can't, like, speculate, but I'm going to ask you to anyway. Does it feel like someone knew that some restaurant, do you know what I mean, had, like, unloaded a lot of money? Like, maybe they'd had a really good Easter weekend or something? Like, is that what we're thinking might be the thing?
Well, it seems like there's always a lot of money in there. Okay. The general public probably didn't know it, but they're moving around money, and this was a vault where they kept a lot of that as they were moving it around. So probably not more unusual than any other weekend. But it's just that the bad guys were able to get in there. You know, it reminds us a lot of 2 years ago, there was a armored big rig by from Brinks, different company. This one was Garda, that one was Brinks, in the mountains north of L.A., where they pulled over at a rest stop. It was an 18-wheeler. Yeah, you know, you probably wouldn't know that there are armored 18-wheelers. Looks like any other 18-wheeler out there. One of the workers was napping in the truck. The other one ran in to go to the bathroom or to get a cup of coffee. They came back and they had been burglarized as well. $100 million in jewels gone. that they were transporting from the San Francisco Bay Area down to the L.A. area for an expo. And there's some debate about the price tag on those. The insurance companies say, no, more like $10 million. The owners of the jewels say $100 million. But this whole thing went down, and they had no idea that they had been burglarized, that anybody had gotten in their truck. Same sort of thing, and that not, these two are not connected, but still that it was believed that was a crew who knew what was in that unmarked truck that was able to act without anybody noticing, without anybody around the truck noticing that they were getting into it, that they were breaking locks and getting in and cutting locks, without the guy sleeping in the cab noticing, without, I mean, the one who ran in to go to the bathroom was only gone for a couple of minutes, and they were able to do it then and steal $100 million in jewels.
And Alex, I'm looking at some of the reports about this. These thieves enter the building without setting alarms. They go through the roof. But once they get in there, the money's in a vault. And to me, I'm thinking of a vault as like a safe. It's not something you just open the door of. I mean, I don't know that whether you know the details of the vault, but I assume that once you get in the building, you still got to get in the little box that holds $30 million, which has got to be the size of a garage.
Yeah, and we don't know a lot of the details because Garda is not even confirming that this has gone on, that they are not responding to anybody. They are not admitting that this has happened, so at least publicly. So the details of what the inside of the building is like, we understand highly secure, very high tech, that sure, the vault inside there through technology, you know, whether it be fingerprints or passcodes or matching up numbers or whatever it is, that something is very high tech in there, but the exact details of that vault, we just don't know.
So Alex, I'm just going to go back to the story you told about the truck and all the jewels. Did they ever recover that money or those jewels?
No, still totally on the run. That they don't know who did it. That was 2 years ago. They don't know where the jewels went. They disappeared in the wind, a lot like this cash did. Just poof, gone.
Yeah. So, Alex, and how do we know they're not connected? I mean, I guess I feel like if I were paying attention,
I mean, they might be. Yeah. But at this point, investigators are telling us they have nothing indicating that these two are connected.
Gotcha.
There was a burglary somewhat similar to the Sunday's burglary in 1997. $18 million was taken in L.A. of an armored car company. This one may or may not end up being bigger than that one. That one in 97 was solved, and they got the guys behind that one. There were a number. There was a crew working in the 90s in L.A. doing a lot of these kinds of things, going through the roof. I mean, the M.O. looks very similar. They don't think, I mean, most of those guys now would be quite old if they were doing it in the 90s. They don't think that this is connected to them either. But this is not a first in L.A., but this one definitely making headlines because it's so much money.
And, you know, the problem with stealing cash, Alex, is that it's not necessarily traceable. It's not like you get money that's got everybody records the number, so they could be passing this money now. Maybe they are, and no one would
have
no
idea. I was told some of the serial numbers they may know, but still, when you're using cash, is anybody ever looking at the serial numbers or noticing, unless, you know, some crazy thing like they're buying an airplane with cash? That you would, even if Garda has the serial numbers, what would that mean? Probably nothing.
Fascinating. Alex, thanks for joining us, and we may have you back in a few days when we have more information about this, but thank you so much.
You got it. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for being with us tonight. Remember, if you want to revisit any of the things we talked about, go to kslpodcast.com. After our show's been aired, just look up KSL at Night and really any app that you use to get podcasts, and you can listen to any show. We will see you. Greg and I will be back tomorrow evening. Have a good night.